The next patient is Moisés Serrano. The last name is S-E-R-R-A-N-O. First name, M-O-I-S-E-S. This is the clinical case of a 61-year-old Hispanic male that is followed in the office because of the presence of chronic kidney disease that is stage 4, that is associated to FSGS, Foxtrot Sierra Golf Sierra, FSGS, Perihilar, P-E-R-I-H-I-L-A-R, L-A-R, Perihilar type, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension. Last time that we had the opportunity to see him was in September the 26th, 2022. And now the patient comes with a laboratory workup that was done on March the 8th, 2023. During the last visit, the serum creatinine was 2.3 and the estimated GFR was 20. This time, the creatinine is 3.8 with a GFR of 17 mLs per minute. That is a proteinuria of 2 grams, period. The patient has shown deterioration of the kidney function. He is with hypertension and, most importantly, the patient has a severe elevation of the cholesterol. The total cholesterol is 279. Period. This patient has to be prepared for dialysis. I explained to them the possibilities of modality of dialysis. I am going to get in touch with the dialysis nurses for them to illustrate and educate the patient, and he will make a decision and regard after we make the decision, we'll schedule access for dialysis as outpatient. Following number, hypertension out of control. Following number, hyperlipidemia out of control. Following number, hyperuricemia. Following number, a history of nephrolithiasis. The patient has a history of open heart surgery, mitral regurgitation that was operated. He's followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Following number, the patient has a BMI that is 30.7, overweight. I'm going to give an appointment in the office with a basic laboratory workup in 6 weeks, and hopefully he will come back. Or we will refer him for access for dialysis after the education with the nurses. The patient understood, the wife understood, and we hope for the best because his compliance with medications and his compliance with the appointments has not been the best. I spent 10 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup and 30 minutes in the face-to-face conversation and 7 minutes in the documentation period.